Right to go?
Yep.
Go. Understand that?
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm just going to read a couple little notes. I normally don't need the notes, but on this occasion, I just don't want to forget key points that are really important to our footy club. Clearly, we're here to announce that Kane will be retiring and will be playing his 300th and final game for the Port Adelaide Football Club against Richmond in 2 weeks' time. As Kane's accepted a role with the Fire Brigade, which I think people now are fully aware of, which in reality was reality at 1:30 yesterday afternoon when you received your letter. As a club, we were desperate for Kane to play his 300th game. I think it's one that we should be really proud of and one that he thoroughly deserves, and he's getting picked on merit, which is the most important thing. Kane's been a champion of this football club. He'll be the first player to play 300 AFL games for the Port Adelaide Football Club. First player. He's a four-time Best and Fairest winner, an incredible 10-time top three place getter in an award that everyone in football rates as the most significant award that you can possibly be involved with. Two-time All-Australian and Premiership player. With a heavy heart, we wish Kane all the best and his family, Lucy and the boys, in their career. And we know that he'll be still a massive part of the Port Adelaide Football Club to the point that he'll help people continually. I know that. I just know what Kane's like. I think it's an enormous occasion, one that we should respect, and one right now I reckon we should join together and show Kane our appreciation with a round of applause. Now the great man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a really tough decision. I applied for the Fireys way back in November, so it has been a bit of a long process with no real expectations of getting in. But as the sort of steps progress, that was the discussions that Ken and I had. I think it's important to know that I don't feel like I'm playing at the level that I have done for a number of years, and I think only you know that in yourself, and that's made the decision somewhat easier for me, although it was a really difficult one. I feel like it's now the right time to give someone else an opportunity, and I think we've got three or four or five guys that are ready-made to come in and take my spot. So that's been the conversations that Ken and I have had right back before the start of the season. So I feel really good about it. I don't think it's very often that players get to go out on their own terms. I feel like I'm really satisfied in what I've done. And there's a lot of people that I need to thank. So you might have to bear with me for a while, but you play footy for 15 years. There's a lot of people that help you get to where you are and where I am today. Mum and Dad, obviously, footy's been such a massive part of their lives, just as much as it has done mine. And I know they're both probably wondering what they're going to do now with their weekends. But Mum's here now, an amazing grandmother to my boys, and has helped me so much get to where I am right now. We speak after every game, and thanks to her for her support and Dad as well. They're probably the first two people I ring after any game. So I'm going to miss doing that. Chad, we played together for 11 years and probably took it for granted, to be honest, a little bit at the time. But Chad's such a well-respected member of the Port Adelaide family, and to play with him for such a long time and playing a premiership together is something that I'll treasure forever. Lucy and the boys, Lucy's been there every step of the way. She asked me out when I was 15. She's still sitting here today, so the support that you've given me is unbelievable. Such a positive person, and have got me through, shared all the good times and really helped me get through the bad time, as well as my three boys now. I'm just so happy that they've been able to watch their dad play footy, and they love all the Port players, and I think the Port players love them. So that's been great. All my teammates, past and present, it's what footy's all about, running out there, trying to get the win for your footy club with your teammates. The thing I think I'll miss most is probably the hour after the game in the change rooms with your teammates. Footy moves pretty quickly, and by Monday you're on to next week's opposition, but for that 1 hour after the game where you sing a song, everyone's sore and tired and exhausted, but you enjoy the win together, is something that I'll miss the most. The medical department, especially Dr. Mark Fisher and Dr. Peter Barnes, two amazing people and friends of mine that have helped me throughout the journey. Physios, fitness department, Burjo and his team. I told the boys I'm actually coming back for the 3K time trial in November. I'm ready to retire from footy, but I'm not quite ready to hand over the 3K title just yet. So I'll be back running that with the boys in November. So look out for that, Rooch. You'll be there. all the old boys at the club, the Dad's Army, the volunteers that we have. I think Port Adelaide is a special club in that we have that family connection and connection to our heritage, and that is something that I love about our club, and it's something that I'll miss. All my coaches we have, you know, 8 or 9 assistant coaches now, probably different to when I started, but everyone that's helped me along the way in that department, each coach has taught me something, and each coach I'm so grateful for. In particular, Phil Walsh, Mark Williams and Ken Hinckley, three that have had the biggest influence on my career, and the way that Ken has helped me through this progression into the next stage of my life is something that you would only know unless you were behind the scenes. I think a lot of people and a lot of media are quick to judge decisions that they see from the outside, but if you're on the internal walls, you see how things really operate. And Kenny, I owe you so much for the last 2.5 years, but also for helping me transition out of football. Keith Thomas is not here today, but Keith's one of the best people I've ever met in football, and wouldn't be sitting here today in 2015 retiring after hopefully 300 games if it wasn't for KT. So just an amazing mentor of mine and an amazing leader of our footy club. Thanks, KT. Alan Stewart was the recruiting manager at the time who picked me back in the year 2000. Stewie's a great man and saw something in me that a lot of other people didn't see. So forever grateful to Alan Stewart. Justin Reid, my manager, over a long period of time. Reedy, he's not a manager anymore, but thanks for your support and just current teammates. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone, I'm sure I have, but over the next week and a half I told the players I'd get around individually and thank you. So over to you guys.
Kane, okay, first of all, congratulations on a wonderful career. How tough was the decision to walk away this time of year knowing that the club has a chance to win another premiership?
Yeah, really tough, Andrew. I think that was the thing that I agonised over the most, the thing that I spoke to Ken about, whether me leaving, how that would impact the team and their chances. But no one player will ever decide whether you win or lose. And for me, I'm really confident that there is 2 or 3 guys that can play that role and come in and give new energy and a new life to our footy team. Whilst it was really tough for me personally, I think it was a decision that the club and Ken and myself are really comfortable with.
Who are those 2 or 3 players?
Oh, well, probably not getting to that now. I think they know who they are. I just spoke to the players then. But you probably don't have to be Einstein to work it out. I'm confident in our list and confident of the guys that can come in, but you'll get to see that over the next month or so.
Ken, how's this played out? You say, played in November. What
I applied in November, Rooch, along with probably 1,500 other people, for 11 spots in the fire brigade. So if you do your maths, it's not great odds of getting in. So I probably applied with no real expectation, and I didn't know at that point the timing around intakes and that type of thing. I wasn't sort of aware of the whole process. So that did come to light as the process went on, and that's when I spoke to Kenny about it. But yeah, I applied back then. I think so grateful for the club support. I think we're often criticised, AFL players, that we finish and we don't know what we're going to do. But for me to have that opportunity and the support that the footy club's given me has been a selfless decision by the Port Adelaide Footy Club to help me transition out, and I'm thankful for that.
And there was obviously no opportunity to delay that intake.
Well, not that I explored, Tommy. Like, I didn't go down that path with the MFS or anything. I didn't look into that. When I was offered the position, I spoke to Ken about it and I took it. That's how it went.
Ken, you said you weren't playing your best, but from the outside, you're still playing some pretty good footy. So, were you confident internally that you could have actually got through the year and still retain your spot on the side and been a
superb
player for the club?
I was probably confident, but I think when you play a certain standard for a long time, and probably only players that get to that point can tell you, there's just a feeling that you get that, you know, something's not quite right. Like, I'm performing okay, but I'm not performing at the level that I expect. And rather than hang on and try and grip and claw and, you know, be asking Kenny every week, am I going to get a game? Am I going to play in the finals? It's just easier to go out when I feel like that.
Ken, you've obviously been very supportive. Did you try and dissuade Kane from retiring? Or once he made that call, you thought, he's made his decision, I'm just going to support him
100%. Yeah, no, as a club, we supported Kane all the way through, and we're really proud of that, because we, you know, I've been around a long, long time, and you don't get many opportunities. We always talk about, you know, helping players transition and get them ready for the next phase of life. We actually don't do it as well as we possibly could. This was an opportunity for us as a club to do that and do it really well. So we're really supportive of Kane, and you know, selfishly us as a club wanting to get to 300, and I think we should. I think that's something we should do, and we should be really proud of the fact that he's going to be that player. Hopefully, he doesn't get injured. That hopefully that he'll get to that number, and I'm really proud that we've supported him to that point, and that him and his family now move on, and they'll still be part of Port Adelaide, he'll still be around Port Adelaide, he'll still be helping our young players, he'll still be educating our young players. So yes, we'll lose him on the field, but we won't lose him.
Okay, no player knows how he's going to leave the game. There's the 300, Adelaide Oval, at home, everyone around you is going to play out for you.
To be honest, I've just sort of been focusing on trying to get through the last couple of days. It's been a lot of stuff and a lot of information to get through, so I just wanted to get through this and then get through the Brisbane game and then celebrate. Hopefully it's an opportunity to get, you know, all my family and all the people that have helped me along the way to that game, and we can celebrate a bit. But at the moment it's been, I just really wanted to tell my teammates first, and that was sort of been my focus. I haven't really thought about last games or 300s or anything like that just yet.
What about the thought that you get to have an exit that many others can only dream of and very few get to have?
Well, that's why I feel so comfortable with this. There's really not one bit of me that has any regrets or anything like that. So 0.1% of the AFL players probably feel the way I'm feeling right now about retiring. So people can say what they like from the outside, but I think the way that I feel and the way that the club feels is all that really matters to me.
Do you anticipate it's going to feel, you've got two games left, obviously, does it, do you anticipate it's going to feel any different playing those games, knowing that there's an end date?
I'm not too sure. I know that we need a couple of wins, so that's probably pretty keen to finish on two wins, so that'd be nice. And then you can leave, you know, pretty satisfied. But yeah, whether it's going to feel any different, I'm sure you just soak it up a little bit more and embrace the feeling. You know, it's your last couple of opportunities to do what I've loved doing. I've lived the dream for the last 15 years, and that's coming to an end now. So just to try and enjoy it and soak it up.
You spoke about Ken sort of helping you prepare for life after footy. What sort of things has he done to help you?
Well, it's just his blessing behind the whole thing. I was quite apprehensive about. I didn't want to feel like I was letting him down, and right from whenever I broached, he was actually my referee on my. My resume with the MFS, so it's probably one of the reasons I got
my
in.
My fault.
Because he pumped me up so much to the Fires. Yeah. Just his support, Harry, has been the thing, and his mentorship around the whole thing and his blessing.
Did you get a call, Ken, from the
MFS? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I spoke honestly, unfortunately.
How will he be remembered? How do you think the game will remember?
That record, I'm not sure I've seen one. You know, I've been around a lot of great players. Kane's going to go down as one of the greats to have got absolutely everything out of his football career. Absolutely everything. The last year, he's finished third in the BNF. He's an outstanding player who just squeezes the life out of anything he's doing, and that's what we're so proud of him for. That's why he's such a great player, such a great teammate. You know, one we're going to miss.
Yeah, he is.
But I say this, and Kane won't mind me, so I say to all the players, we're not one player away. If Kane didn't play against Kangaroos, Kane hasn't played other games, and we've been able to play, and you know, that's just the way footy is. It's the way it goes. As you said, there's young players right now in this room who'd be quite excited. You know, they'd be seeing an opportunity from their point of view. There's one spot available for them to take. Because Kane, you know, he's been picked every week because he deserves to be picked every week. And, you know, now someone else gets that opportunity.
So, Ken, who are those two or three that Kane was referring to?
I think we'll leave it as Kane did, Andrew, if you don't mind. I think we'll leave it as there's people in the room who know that they've got some opportunities now in front of them. And, you know, hopefully there's a surprise. As Kane said, they're pretty recognisable amongst our group, but hopefully they're a surprise. Someone else jumps up as well.
Lee Matthews made the point yesterday, the players like Kane, great playmaker, got plenty of the footy, but to shut out your best player every week, they're worth their weight in gold. Is that the way you view it as well?
Yeah, they're really hard to find, but they're findable. That's the key message. You can actually get it, because Kane probably didn't start off thinking he was going to be what he was. You know, I've been lucky to be around a couple of Cameron Ling. You know, they play those really challenging mental games of football where they've got to be on the job all the time, and you know that's a great lesson for young people. You make a career.
We've seen other players that have sort of made the top three or the top ten, top three of the best and fairest 9 out of 10 years. I mean, that's quite remarkable, isn't it?
I'd have to sit back and look through it. I'm not sure. I think the great Lee Matthews has an amazing record, I think, in best and fairest and stuff like that too, but there's not many. He's in elite company.
And if Lee had come yesterday,
probably kept playing Roach until the end of the year, but I had an inkling that it was going to come, because I got a phone call from the MFS on about 6 o'clock Monday night, and they offered me the position, so I accepted. So the actual official letter didn't come until 1:30 yesterday, when you checked the mailbox, didn't you? I'm not too sure. I probably kept playing until the end of the year, but was always under the impression that this was going to be my last year.
How did you weigh up that thought? Well, premierships you could bookend it to premierships, or was the MFS one chance and then it may never have come again?
Yeah, it was. There was no guarantees that I would have been playing good enough footy to play in a premiership for Port Adelaide. And maybe that might have been a selfish decision to try and hang on for that, when I probably know in my heart I'm probably not, up to playing 15 more games and playing in the premiership and finals footy and all that sort of thing. So the decision was, in the end it was probably one that was a no-brainer for me. The MFS stuff, you know, first intake in 3 or 4 years. If I didn't accept this one, probably have to wait another 3 or 4 years. So that was how it went down.
So when's the moment you feel the game's not with you anymore?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to explain. Probably when you're just out there and you feel like you're doing an okay job, but you're not contributing the way you used to. And I think it's just about expectations and standards that you've set for a long time. And when you can't meet those yourself, there's just that feeling inside.
What's your greatest memories and toughest opponents?
The thing that I'm most proud about is the last 2.5 years with this group. I said to them they're the hardest working, most selfless group that I've ever seen. Like, I just, some, you watch these guys train over pre-season, they amaze me. They're led so well by a captain that that I just love. So the last 2.5 years and getting this club back up to where we are now is the thing that I'm most proud about. Playing in a prelim final last year, playing in the finals the year before, and playing the footy that we play is so grateful that I got to be a part of that and experience that. And then there's the obvious stuff, the premiership and the you know, playing with Chad and the relationships with Mark Williams and coaches along the way and teammates. It's a lot to look back and think about, but something that I'll do over the next week.
And your opponents?
I'm going to miss that. I really am. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about, you know, how am I going to beat how am I going to beat Mitchell this week? You know, I wake up in the middle of the night and the first thing I think about in the morning is, when how am I going to beat Simon Black this week? So I don't know how I'm going to replace that feeling. But in terms of the hardest ones, I always found Brent Harvey the hardest for some reason. He's such a great player and really smart, but there's been to single too many out would be difficult. But I said to Ken in the meeting when I was with the players, and he still gives me the big jobs to this day. The faith that he shows in me now and probably on the weekend is amazing, and I'll miss that one-on-one battle with my opponent, the mental and the physical battle, and coming in on the end of the game knowing, did you win or lose today? Hopefully I won more than I lost.
Ken, you threw up a lot of ideas what you were going to do for
Yeah.
Why did you choose this one in the end?
I chose this one because I think it's the closest thing to replicating a footy club. And I don't know a lot about it, Rooch, until I sort of jump in, but you speak to people, the family aspect of it, you know, helping people, being in the community, keeping fit. I think it's the next best thing for me to replace what I've done, and we've got the best job in the world. Try and find something that comes as close.
Chad stayed with the best game in the world. Did you want to do the same, or did you come?
Pretty settled in Adelaide. That was probably the decision around that. Eddie's doctors and stuff and that are here in Adelaide, and the relationship with the Women's and Children's Hospital and things like that. So for Lucy and myself and my family, it was always a decision to stay here. And then there's 18 clubs, chances of you staying in Adelaide to coach are not great. So that was probably my thought process around that. Doesn't mean I don't think I would have been good at it or would have liked it. That's just the elimination process that you go through.
So do you look at media as well to part-time?
Yeah, hopefully there'll be something there. But, I mean, that'll play out over the rest of the year.
You said it's been a hectic couple of days and week for you. Is there any part of you that's able to sort of feel excited about what's next?
I feel really excited about it. I feel like I'm ready. I'm really positive about it. I'm really, really satisfied. Really proud of what I've been able to do. I leave pretty happy.
How is the team positioned as far as this year and beyond in this current group?
Pretty good, I would have thought. So they know how good they are and how good they can be, and I'm extremely confident that they'll be there when they need to be there.
Can you tell us, 3.5 weeks ago, that you wanted to manage Kane to the business end of the season? Could have you done that?
Yeah, we could have done it. That was why we did the planning that we did, because, you know, at that stage, Kane wasn't in the fire brigade, so we were planning that way and we were thinking that way. At no stage was it anything other than I was in Kane, as I said that time, 15, 16 games of football, and was going to be available for us at the back end of the season. And that's exactly where it was. And, you know, things change, and that's what happens. And we see it all the time in everything we do, but 3 weeks can be a long time with what happens. You know, some decisions change, some opportunities present themselves, and then you have another decision to make. So all I've done then is be really supportive of the opportunities in front of Kane. And, you know, as a club, we've been able to, I think, if you can have the perfect preparation for managing situations like we've had lots of information all the way through. We haven't been surprised. We've talked about it. Kane and I have talked about it all the way through. As he said, I think we were just talking before, it was 11 spots in 75 at the last test. So it was still a bit of a grab to say you're going to get in. So, you know, we played the game as it was, and that was the facts in front of us was Kane was still available to play for us for the whole season, round three. We were prepared for that. We made a really courageous decision on that day to do it. We did. Now we're going to lose Kane in a couple more weeks, but one that we're really comfortable with and one that we're, as I said, we're well prepared for.
Kane, you obviously told the players this morning, and how tough is that?
Yeah, that was really tough. I was probably disappointed that it probably came out before I was able to do that, but that's the way things happen, and that's the way Adelaide is. So hopefully the boys understood that. I think they did, but yeah, that was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I wasn't great at it. Sonny and I shed a few tears, didn't we, son? Pretty sad, but pretty happy at the same time. We've got to go train, so
all good.
There you go.